KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
An economist says government could cover its 75 billion rand budget shortfall by cutting spending by just 1%. Azar Jameen has made the suggestion ahead of Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana's return to Parliament today to table a revised budget. It's the minister's third attempt since February. After scrapping controversial plans last month to raise VAT, Jameen says Godongwana won't need to look far to fill the revenue hole.
To make savings of 25 billion rand a year is equivalent to making savings on just under 1% of government spending. In other words, if people can cut back on spending by 1%, they can manage to plug the shortfall.
Jameen says the focus should be on reducing wasteful expenditure.
Things like travel, things like bodyguard, things like number of cabinet ministers, that kind of thing are bound to be opportunities.
He says essential services like health or education must be prioritized.
You won't be able to cut back on medical aid or food consumption or education of your children or whatever. You'll easily find a way to cut back on 1% of your spending.
Mineral and Petroleum Resources Minister Gwede Mantashe has announced Cabinet's approval of South Africa's Critical Minerals and Metals Strategy. The publication of the 2025 Mineral Resources Development Bill has also been gazetted for public comment. Mantashe says the strategy prioritizes minerals like platinum, manganese and iron ore. The bill will reduce red tape and improve the amount of time it takes to complete processes for mining rights, licenses and regulatory approvals. Mantashe says the proposed legislation also aims to reduce unlawful mining activities.
Basically, what we want to avoid is the question of a historic dynamic in the continent that makes the continent rich but poor. It's the question of pit to port, where the continent mines these minerals, put them on the rail or truck to the port and export them in raw form. And that is translated in us exporting jobs and exporting capacity to develop our societies.
And Israel's army chief says they'll continue to capture more territory in Gaza as part of a military operation against Hamas. After an 11-week blockade of aid attracted international criticism, flour, baby food, medical equipment and medicine are now reaching the strip on the back of trucks. But the UN says the supplies have yet to reach Palestinians. Officials in Gaza say more than 300 people have died from starvation since March. The Israeli military insists it's targeting Hamas after launching an intensified campaign in the territory. Israel, meanwhile, says it's recalling its senior Gaza hostage negotiators from Doha for consultation. Qatar, which has played a mediating role throughout the war, has warned that Israel's expanded campaign may jeopardize the chances of a ceasefire. Back home, and you would have already heard the howling winds throughout the night. A level 2 warning for damaging winds and waves has come into effect between Port Edward and Cozy Bay, with conditions likely to cause difficulty in navigation and disrupt activities along the beach, as well as at ports and harbours. In Durban, there's a moderate south-southwesterly breeze of 22 k's per hour. Sea swells are reaching 3.5 metres. Durban and Richards Bay, 22 degrees. Maritzburg, 17. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.